United Airlines is unveiling its new solution to overbooked flights. That problem was made very public back in April when a passenger was violently dragged off a United flight after refusing to be bumped from his seat. Now, this new system, a partnership with an aviation tech startup called Volantino, or Tio, I should say, could also help United make more money. For details, we've got Michael Regan with us. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magda.
Okay, so airlines frequently either, you know, their previous solutions were to offer money or vouchers to passengers when they had to get bumped off their flights. What is United's new idea?
Well, like you said, they're trying to reduce that exact practice of involuntary bumping or basically kicking passengers off of oversold flights. And they're trying to do it in a way that they'll solve this problem a few days in advance rather than at the last minute. So in the new system, United will simply offer to buy out your ticket earlier, up to, say, 5 days in advance.
So at the same price that you paid for it?
Well, what happens is the airline basically will send you an email newsletter that gives you the option to sign up for potential rewards, like, say, a travel voucher for up to $250, if you are willing to change your itinerary. And apparently you won't be asked to change the dates that you fly on or the airport that you fly out of. Or even your seat preferences, like economy or business class. But it will give you these incentives to switch your itinerary a little bit.
So if instead of going from Chicago to Atlanta, you'd go from Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, something like that?
No, it's more like instead of flying out at the 9 a.m. flight, you'll fly out at the noon flight.
Ah, I see.
That sort of thing. The idea is for a little bit of inconvenience, they try to entice you to give that seat to someone who's booking last minute and willing to pay a lot more, basically. So that's kind of how a win for the airline as well as the people taking these incentives.
Oh, it's presuming the people who take them want them, of course, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, everyone's supposed to get what they want out of here. But I mean, given the terrible incident that happened back in April and the PR crisis that United had after that, I mean, why would customers be interested in this? Especially hearing that this could be profitable. I mean, talk about making lemonade out of lemons, right?
Right. It reminds me of a column a friend of mine used to write for the New York Times called The Frugal Traveler. So if you're a frugal traveler or just a general cheapskate like me, then, you know, these incentives can be pretty enticing. If you don't have a set schedule, say you're going on vacation somewhere, you're not a business traveler who has to be somewhere at a certain time if you're just going on vacation, maybe it's worth $250 to you to fly out a few hours later. And I think airlines in general, credit card companies have found a lot of success with perks like this. Mm-hmm. Millennials, younger customers especially, are very responsive to these types of perks in the credit card world. And I think, United is betting that the same will hold true in the travel world.
So we've just got a couple seconds here, Mike. Do you think other airlines could adopt similar programs?
I think absolutely. Some other airlines already are on board with Volantio, the startup that is helping United with this. Australia's Tiger Airways will start using it in August, and Alaska Air and Qantas are scheduled to start using it in the fall.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.